Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 11, 1804. Day 151 of the expedition. Camped between two Arikara villages. The past 2 days have been exciting for the Corps, as they have met the Arikaras. On the 9th of October, Lewis and Clark met the Grand Chiefs, and preparations were made to speak with the Indians. Mr. Tabot and Mr. Gravelin had breakfast with the captains. Mr. Gravelin then went to the village and invited the chiefs to visit the captains. When they arrived, the council commenced. They informed the Arikaras of what they had told the Oto and the Sioux, reciting the same speech and giving the chief presents and medals, and shot the air gun, which astonished them. After the Indians departed, the captains and men rested secure all night. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"At 11 o'clock, we met the Grand Chief in council, and he made a short speech, thanking us for what we had given him and his nation, promising to attend the council we had given him, and informed us the road was open and no one dare shut it, and we might depart at our pleasure. At 1 o'clock, we set out for the upper village, 3 miles distant. Those people gave us to eat bread made from corn and beans, also corn and beans boiled. A large bean which they robbed from mice of the prairie, which is rich and very nourishing, also squashes. All tranquility. Captain William Clark, October 11, 1804.
The bean was the bog peanut, which was gathered and stored by the meadow mouse. Sergeant Ordway wrote about the Indian party going home in a skin canoe which overturned in the river. They lost all the gifts they had received from the captains. Ordway wrote that the chief grieved himself considerable about his loss. Tomorrow, gifts from the Indians.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.